My dearly beloved, the liturgy for Palm Sunday beautifully expresses the two thoughts that are uppermost in our minds today. First of all, that of the triumphal entry of our Lord into the holy city, into his city, Jerusalem, at the beginning of Holy Week on Palm Sunday, and how the people were so thrilled to see him, and how they took off their cloaks and laid them on the road, that the donkey on which our Lord sat might walk on them. Such was the honor they wanted to pay our Lord. And how they cut branches down from the trees and laid the branches on the road. This public spectacle of honor given to our Lord, which he so richly deserved. And then we find that same city, those same people, a mere 5 days later, calling out for our Lord's death, as we read in the Passion, according to St. Matthew, crucify him, not this man, but Barabbas, and so forth. And the liturgy, by having the beautiful blessing and distribution and procession of palms at the beginning, and then the Mass of the Passion in violet vestments following it, shows us this change in the part of the people. But let us concentrate for a few minutes on the more pleasant topic of the entry of our Lord into the city on Palm Sunday, and this public homage that was given to our Lord. If we read through the Gospels, we find that in his public life, our Lord always very carefully avoided honor. How many times did our Lord work a cure in which he healed a leper or cured a blind man or one who was lame and then said, "Don't tell anyone"? We read those words quite often, that he sent the person away and told the person not to tell anyone who had cured him. And very often the evangelist will add that they couldn't help it and they went and told everyone. They were so thrilled. But why would our Lord have said that? To give us an example of the importance of avoiding pride and in particular vainglory. How much we like to take credit for what we do instead of giving the credit to God. And our heart, our mind, our thoughts are filled with pride, vainglory, over what little good we do. Our Lord, on one occasion, had multiplied the loaves and the fishes to feed 5,000. And then it says in the Gospel, perceiving that the people wanted to make him their king, he fled into the mountains. Again, he always sought to avoid this honor in his humility and giving us a wonderful example of overcoming pride and vainglory. But it was the will of the Father that finally, shortly before his passion and death, our Lord should be given the homage which he deserved. And so he himself sent two disciples and said, "Go over into the town opposite you, and you will find an ass and a colt with her tied. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone asks you, 'What are you doing?' you shall say, 'The Son of Man has need of them,' and he will let them go." And it happened exactly as our Lord said. The owner saw this and said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "The Master, Jesus, needs them." And right away he let them go. And then our Lord sat on the donkey and in that humble manner went into the city. And the people were crying out and shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David." The Son of David was terminology from Scripture that was reserved for the Messiah. And so the Pharisees who were watching this, who were present, became very indignant. And a couple of them came up to our Lord and said, "Tell the people to stop saying that." And our Lord said to them, "If they are silent, the very stones will cry out, 'Hosanna to the Son of David.'" And the Pharisees could do nothing but gnash their teeth as they saw this wonderful display of honor to our Lord. So we can see the will of God that our Lord, who had always sought to avoid honor, was to be honored shortly before his death by all the people. And it's interesting, we see this in the lives of the saints. I can't remember who it was, but one saint said that honor is like a shadow. If you try to catch it, it runs away from you. You walk towards the shadow, it moves. So to speak, it runs from you when you try to take it. But if you try to flee from it, it follows you. And we see this in the lives of the saints. They always sought to avoid honor and esteem and veneration on the part of the people. And the more they sought to avoid it, the more the people had a realization of their holiness, and the more they were honored. On the other hand, those of the world who try to chase after honor, it flees from them. And they never achieve the honor, the veneration, the esteem from people that they want, that they seek. That is the way honor is. If we strive to serve God as we should and practice humility and the other virtues, then God will honor us, just as he wished his divine Son to be honored before his passion. Let us reflect on the wonderful scene that it must have been for the people to be shouting out these praises, taking off their cloaks and laying them on the road, the dirt, so that the donkey would walk on them. And they consider that an honor and a privilege, that the donkey on which our Lord sat would walk over their cloaks. Do we give our divine Lord the honor that he deserves? Yes, these people were very fickle. Many of them turned around a few days later and called out for his death, inspired by the crowd. And how easy it is to follow the crowd. People were shouting hosannas, so we would have shouted hosanna. A few days later, everyone was calling out for his death, and perhaps we would have done the same thing. How fickle human nature is, how changeable. But in this public display of honor given to our divine Lord, we see the honor that we should give him. We should honor our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, especially by our reverence in his presence, our devotion in receiving Holy Communion, and also in the world by standing up for our holy faith, practicing our faith, giving a good example, defending our faith when necessary. We thereby give our Lord the homage which he deserves. We honor him in a public way. Let us today reflect upon that. Reflect upon the honor that our Lord deserves. Reflect upon the importance of fleeing honor and the esteem of men. And when we are complimented, we, at least in our heart, we give the honor and glory to God, for he is the author of all good, of all virtue. We give God the credit. And let us also reflect upon the sad change on the part of the people of Jerusalem, and pray for the grace of firmness in our faith, not to be fickle, not to be changeable, but to serve our Lord in thick and thin. Serve our Lord when it is easy to do so, and to serve our Lord when it means carrying the cross, when it means a spiritual dryness, when it means misunderstanding or even persecution from the world, to serve our Lord with constancy, with consistency, with stability. That is how our Lord should be served. And these are some of the lessons that we can learn from today's liturgy. I encourage you to make the effort to attend as much as possible the various ceremonies and special liturgy of Holy Week. Yes, it is lengthy, and that reminds us of the fatigue of our Lord. Imagine our Lord during his passion, how long he had to stand, how he was hungry, and especially craving a little bit of water to quench his thirst. The fatigue that our Lord experienced during his passion, we share that in a little bit, in a small way, by attending and participating in the somewhat lengthy ceremonies of Holy Week. And this is one way that we can honor our Lord during this week. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.